under the sand, the ice, and the ocean floor. There is a lot of talk about what is under the water, and rightfully so. Entire civilizations could have been flooded out over the eons. Water accounts for 71% of the Earth's surface. While with not as much coverage, there is a lot of sand on the land. Sand accounts for 10% of the coverage. Look at all the objects and bodies we have found under the sand. When we talk about Egypt, it has been said 90% of all discoveries are still under the sand there. Then there is the ice. Another 10% of the coverage is ice, but this is decreasing. All of these things present us with a chance for some incredible discoveries. I couldn't help but notice if we take away the water, ice and sand, there is not a lot left. Still, there are places which are completely empty of human life or almost empty. Some of these places have no one living in them, but can get many tourists every year. National parks in some countries are in that situation. They have beautiful land but no one is allowed to live in them. Some of them get over 1 million visitors every year. There are places which are so inhospitable that it keeps people away. Incredibly, there are places like this where there are people, and one in Death Valley in California where in 1913 the temperature there reached 134 degrees. The average temperature for Death Valley is 116 degrees in the summer and 39 degrees in the winter. A Native American tribe still calls it their homeland and lives in the valley. The Timbashish Ozone live there. Their village is in Furnace Creek. The name says it all. What is worse, too much heat or too much cold? People seem to be divided on this question. When I was younger, my answer was too much heat. As I aged, I seemed to get much more sensitive to the cold. When I was a kid, I would go out in the winter in New York in just a t-shirt and play basketball for hours. This would probably kill me now. Some, if not all, of these types of places could contain rich finds. I am talking about archaeology. We have to remember the Earth is dynamic, and most of these places were quite different many centuries ago. Antarctica was once a forest about 90 million years ago and was probably teeming with life. Could you imagine finding out there was an advanced race who once lived there? I am not saying this was the case, but who really knows? There are hints all over the Earth which could point to the existence of advanced races or one advanced race. We have decided to credit extraterrestrials with what we found, but we could be entirely wrong. I am not saying aliens were not here, but maybe they had different interests in coming here, and the advances we see in moving stones and building incredible structures were the result of such advanced races and not aliens at all. It might even be true we, the government, knows this and is keeping it secret for some unknown reason. It could also be true one of the alien races which visits here actually came from here and eventually left. We keep finding relics all over the world. It is almost like anywhere we put a shovel, or should I say metal detector, radar or lidar, we come up with some sort of a find. Now we can see through the jungles as we fly over them by using lidar. Lidar uses radar and light in a certain way to see through all the foliage. We have recently discovered hundreds of lost cities and villages in the jungles of South and Central America. Perhaps we will come up with an invention which might be able to see through sand. Normally, light is scattered when it hits sand because of the impurities in the silicon dioxide. If scientists can figure out how to prevent this, they might be able to get a view of what is below. There is a scientific study of sand and it is called arenology. Beach sand averages a depth of about 6 feet 7 inches. One of the problems is, it is very hard to work in some of these areas. Imagine trying to run an excavation in Death Valley in the summer. You would have to do it between summer seasons. Then there is the problem of sacred ground. The Native Americans wouldn't want someone digging around their homeland, so you would have to make sure you were not on sacred ground, but also be ready to stop the excavation if anything relating to the Native Americans was found. As far as digging in Antarctica, there is no off-season. Conducting excavations will be very hard to do. Some of the ice is almost as hard as rock. The extreme cold is very harsh to try and work in, but they have done it at times. A massive stone structure was found there along with artifacts which were dated at about 4,000 years old. The structure was said to be about the size of a Roman amphitheater. It makes you wonder why people would have been there or built anything in such a cold place. The structure was 30 meters high, which is about 98 feet tall. It must have been an incredibly tough job for the builders when we consider the temperature and weather. Here I was thinking about societies millions of years old as a possibility, but never thought anyone from the last few thousand years would have built there. The last place I want to mention isn't just under the water, it is under the ocean floor. We have found there are great oceans under the earth and even the ocean floor. They are so large, they contain more water than all the water we can see. Not very many people talk about the ocean floor rising, however. Experts claim the ocean floor hasn't risen. All they can really say, it may not have risen since we've been measuring it. This leaves a lot of time it could have risen. Think about this, it does rise in places after a volcano explodes and all that lava goes into the ocean. Maybe it covered some prehistoric settlements along the way before the ocean did. I just find it hard to accept the fact I am told the ocean floor doesn't rise over millions of years. We all know the earth gets covered and we can find buildings built on top of buildings. Why should the ocean be any different? When ships sink, some of them get partially or fully buried, doesn't that prove anything? Anyway, I have to suppose the experts know what they are talking about.